Team America World Police is an upcoming film from the team that created the animated TV show South Park. Team America follows the adventures of over-enthusiastic cops dedicated to keeping world order. The picture mocks everything from liberal movie stars to global terrorism, and it's all done with puppets. NPR's Kim Masters visited the film set.
Let's make one thing clear from the outset. Puppets or no puppets, Team America is not for the kids.
Hey, terrorists! Terrorize this!
Aside from making fun of subject matter that most people take kind of seriously, Team America is so vulgar that the filmmakers have had to trim scenes of puppet sex to avoid an NC-17 rating. And given the remaining sex, violence, and extremely foul language, this isn't exactly Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop. Filmmakers Parker and Stone are used to doing obscene things with cartoons. Stone says the idea of using puppets came to him and his partner when they watched reruns of the old television show Thunderbirds.
It was like so funny to watch when a little puppet in a little car goes off a cliff and bursts into flames, you laugh. And we really realized, someone should do a puppet movie. And then we're like, well, maybe we should do a puppet movie. And it was just the worst idea we've ever had.
It turns out that working with puppets isn't so easy, and there were a lot of puppets. Working in a warehouse-like structure where sets were constantly being built and smashed, Parker and Stone used 135 puppet heads working on about 90 puppet bodies. The marionettes stand about 2 feet tall, and they have a certain generic look that is part of the film's wink and nudge to the audience. Production designer Jim Daltz.
We're showing the wires, creating everything in camera, no CGI effects. So it looks almost real. But then again, if you look close enough, you see the wires, the glue, the tape, and that's part of what we're doing.
When it comes to the gross parts, blowing up everyone from terrorists to filmmaker Michael Moore, Parker and Stone wanted a certain type of realism. Effects supervisor Joe Viscasil says the filmmakers did not want puppets wounded in action to look like Pinocchio breaking into splinters.
When they get shot, blood flows out of them. So they're not made of wood, and they're not made of plastic. They are filled with blood. So it's like, there's one shot where it was tribute to Sam Peckinpah, where I just had like 20 hits on one puppet and blood flying everywhere until his entire head explodes.
Parker and Stone admit they made big demands of the puppeteers. For close-ups, the puppets were strung with just a few feet of string, making them relatively easy to manipulate. But for wide shots, puppet wrangler Frank Langley says the puppets had strings as long as 15 feet.
Once the puppet gets strung past 10 feet, they're more like a pendulum than a functional puppet anymore. So it's really hard to hit their marks, and we've just got an excellent team of puppeteers who somehow managed to compensate for the pendulum effect, and we managed to do it mostly pretty frequently.
It takes a team to operate the Team America puppets. A computer synced up the lips based on dialogue that Parker and Stone recorded in advance. Ed Kyoto, whose company built the marionettes, says one puppeteer was responsible for body motion.
Then we have another puppeteer on basically joysticks on remote control boxes that does all the other facial articulation, eye blinks, smiles, frowns, brows angry, surprise. All the other facial expressions are done live in conjunction with the performance.
Okay, let's try that again.
Cut.
Here, Parker and Stone are not quite satisfied with the body and facial movements of Sarah, Team America's resident psychic.
We need, really important that her palm is up and
Christine.
Out.
Christine. Can you get the hand further away?
And guys, when she starts reading his mind, close her eyes.
Puppeteer Scott Land is responsible for body motion. There isn't much rehearsal, so he says the work requires concentration and improvisation.
It's just like driving a car. You get into your car, you start it up, and you drive, and by the time you get home, all these things have happened. And you haven't really concentrated, it flowed.
Getting it to flow is exhausting. The film employed as many as 47 puppeteers at a time, and there were some puppeteer meltdowns. Puppet wrangler Frank Langley.
Some of the situations have been very difficult, and we've had puppets on fire, and working a puppet that's on fire, smoke and flames come up. So, these guys are breathing carcinogenic stuff and still have to hit their mark, and it's not easy. And we had Panama flooding, and water was a real issue for everybody. So, we've had our challenges on this one.
Langley seems to feel for the puppets as much as he does for the humans pulling the strings.
Matt and Trey think it's really funny to break the puppets and hurt the puppets, so they'd prefer to see them do the actual effects instead of having a stunt guy. So we catch real puppets on fire. We, you know, put them through the ringer. It is funny. It looks great, but, you know, our inventory certainly is getting smaller as a result of it.
And according to Ed Kyoto, the puppets aren't cheap.
The net cost about one puppet is probably in the $20,000, $25,000 puppet realm.
The puppets worked on miniature sets of varying scales, a third, a sixth, or a twelfth of life-sized. There were 150 of these sets, featuring Kim Jong-il's palace, the Eiffel Tower, and the pyramids. Costume designer Karen Patch supervised the making of more than 1,000 little outfits, including accessories like a delicately stitched sombrero.
This is one of our world leaders' hats, and as you can see, we have a milliner that builds all these hats from scratch. We've trimmed the whole thing and embroidered it, and it's pretty amazing, I think.
Whether audiences will be amazed is still not clear. But filmmaker Trey Parker says even if the movie is a blockbuster, there won't be a Team America sequel.
I will never, ever make another puppet movie ever again.
His partner, Matt Stone, agrees.
We want to get our favorite, most hated director, which is Tom Shadyac, who directs the lowest form of comedies, and make him do it.
That seems like harsh punishment just for directing Liar Liar and Bruce Almighty, but considering what Parker and Stone have dished out to characters from Kim Jong-il to Alec Baldwin, maybe it's not so bad after all. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.